couple weeks ago, Ms. Barbara talked about prayer. She talked about the Lord's Prayer. So today we want to think about God, or the picture of God we want in our head. Is that God is a giver of good gifts. So read the passage in English, and then
read
the
passage.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
私はあなた方に言います。まとめなさい。そうすれば与えられます。差しなさい。そうすれば見つかります。ただ、叩きなさい。そうすれば開かれます。誰だとも求めるものを受け、探すものは見つけ、叩くものは開かれます。子供が、何ですか？
あなた方の中で子供が魚をくださいというときに魚の代わりに蛇を与えるような父親が一体いるでしょうか。卵をくださいというのに誰が悟りを与えるでしょう。
So what you imagine, let's say you really, 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 really wanted, you really, in your head, you were so, you want a toy. Think of a toy that you want for Christmas. Or a really good book. And imagine you're at Christmas time or at your birthday. And you open up that gift. And there's a big piece of broccoli. would you guys be excited that that gift's there? Let's try it again. It's your birthday. And you open up you're thinking, I'm going to get that nice toy. And a poisonous snake jumps up and bites your hand. Do you think your parents would give you that? I mean, broccoli is very good, but it's not good for your birthday. Snakes are nice, but poisonous snakes are not good for your birthday.
Like a cobra.
So when we pray and we ask God, God's not going to give you bad stuff. He's going to give you good things. So this week, what I want you guys to do, I want you to pick something special, not necessarily a gift. It could be a problem that you're having at school. It could be like you're struggling with how you feel about yourself. It could be that you want more friends. I want you to pray this week that God gives you something that will solve that problem. And knowing that God will not give you bad things. If you pray for good things. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for these kids. We pray that each lesson or each thought that they begin to think about it and talk about it with their family at home. In your name we pray. Amen. So upstairs is your under third grade or under the school upstairs. The rest of the kids can stay in the service. And again, I will not be here right after service, so if you want to say your verse, you can say it.
ね、私たちだったら今週、ね、どんなプレゼントを願いますかね。
What should we desire from God this week?
時は経ってしまいますね。
Time passes.
Time passes.
本当にその時々私たちはしっかり、経って求めるあると思います。
And we should stand and really seek God at that time.
僕あの個人的なことですけど、昨日あの孫の1歳になりました。
So yesterday was our grandson's one-year-old first birthday.
その時、例えば子供が結婚するとかそういうことはあの祈ってたけれども、実際になるってなってみると本当に感謝ですね。祈って本当に神様が、それを導いて、それで感謝です。
We really pray for things for our children, or pray for different things. For example, for our children, and for example, pray that they are able to get married, and especially to a good Christian spouse. And when God answers those prayers, we can really be so grateful and thankful to God.
今デーモさんの話もあったんですけど、やっぱり求めなくちゃいけないと思うんですね。
But we need to seek God, and we really need to seek what God is God's will. 神様の御心。We have to seek, not just seek, but seek God's will.
今日のテーマはですね、聖霊に満たされた教会ということなんですけど。
It's a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
そして皆さん一緒に聖霊に満たされた教会を求めていきたいと本当に思います。
I really want to seek to be a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit, and I want to seek that with all of you.
聖霊に満たされた教会ってピンとこない人も多くいると思うんですけども。
What is that? When you think a church filled with the Holy Spirit, what do you think of?
本当にここは神様を歓迎すること、神様がここにいてくださることを本当に願いたいと思います。
It's a desire that we really seek for God's presence to be here.
そして神様の霊によって導かれる、そういう存在でありたいと思います。
And to really seek to be led by the Holy Spirit.
そしてそれに従っていく、そういう教会でありたいと思います。
And to be people who will obey what God says and to follow where He says to go.
このために皆さんと一緒に祈っていきたいと思います。
And I want to pray for that together with you.
今日は皆さんとガラテヤの信徒の手紙の5章6章から学んでいきたいと思うんですけど。
Today I want to look at a certain place in Scripture from Galatians, from chapters 5 and 6.
パウロがその、まあ、小アジアの近くのガラティアのところに行って、宣教活動をします。
Paul was in an area of Asia called Galatia, and he was preaching the gospel.
そしてクリスチャンじゃない人たちに、このイエス様の福音を述べ伝えて、多くの人がクリスチャンになるんですね。
And he shared the gospel with many non-Christians, and many of them received Christ as their Savior and became followers of Christ.
ユダヤ人じゃない人たちが、神様を信じるようになります。
Even people who didn't know anything about the Creator God, who were not Jewish, but people who knew nothing about who God was, they decided to be followers of Christ.
キリストの十字架の死を信じます。
They believed in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
罪からの救い、解放を信じます。
They believed that the death of Jesus Christ set them free.
そして彼らは本当にそれを信じて生き生きと生きていき始めます。
And they began to live in a different way. They began to live with excitement and joy.
自由を感じたんですね。
They began to live with freedom.
でもですね、その喜びとかその自由とかだんだんだんだんこう、いろんなもので変えられていってしまうことがあります。
But unfortunately, that joy that they had in the beginning and that freedom that they had in the beginning slowly began to change.
パウロはそのガラテの教会の中に芽生え始めた不一致に気がつきます。Not unity.
Paul saw that there was beginning to be disunity in the church that was in Galatia.
せっかく最初みんな喜んで本当に、感謝していたのに、いつの間にか何かこう、そこにこううまくいかないことが出てくるんですね。
So even though they began with such joy and they began with such freedom, as things went on, they began to have friction among themselves.
そしてですね、お互いを噛み合うとか、ね、噛み合う、実際に噛み合ってたことがわかんないんですけど、
And they began to quote attack each other. They weren't really biting or attacking each other, but figuratively speaking, they were hurting each other. They were jealous of each other and they were hurting each other.
そういう、ね、本当に愛するガラティアの教会にパウロが書き送ったところを読んでいきましょう。
And Paul wrote this letter, Galatians, to the people that he loved in the church of Galatia.
私が日本語を読みますね。
And I'll read in Japanese and please read along.
兄弟たち、あなた方は自由を得るために召し出されたのです。ただこの自由を肉に罪を犯せる、させる機会とはせずに、愛によって互いに使いなさい。立法全体は隣人を自分のように愛しなさいという意識によって全うされるからです。だが互いに噛み合い、共食いしているのなら、互いに滅ぼされないように注意しなさい。
Galatians 5:13-15. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed.
仲間同士本当に感謝して神様に従っていた中に不一致が生じるんですね。
The disunity had come between the body of the church of Galatia.
でその人たちに彼が言うのはお互い使い合いなさいというんです。
And Paul said to serve one another.
愛によって。
And by the love of Christ.Serve one another.
日本語で使えるっていうと、まあ、サーブですけども、英語でこの訳は、slave っていう言葉を使ってるんですね。
In Japanese, we might use the word, serve, scow, but in English, the translation, at least in this particular version, is be a slave.
奴隷となりなさいって言うんですよ、お互いの。
Be a slave to one another.
お互い不一致してるなので何をするかって言ったら愛しなさい、お互いの奴隷となりなさいって言うんですね。
It says within this disunity to serve one another and to be slaves of one another.
多分聞いた人はピンとこなかったと思います。
Maybe the people who heard this letter really didn't understand what Paul was trying to say.
不一致があって使い合う、どういうことなんだろう。
There's disunity, so what does it mean to serve one another?
そしてパウロは続けます。
And Paul continues.
こうですね。私が言いたいのはこういうことです。霊の導きに従って歩みなさい。そうすれば決して肉を満足させるようなことはありません。肉の望むところは霊に反し、霊の望むところは肉に反するからです。肉と霊とが対立し合っているので、あなた方は自分のしたいと思うことはできないのです。しかし霊に導かれているならあなた方は律法の下にはいません。
Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other.To prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law.
パウロに言うのは、ここにの教会の不一致は、それは意見の違いではなくて、肉と霊の戦いだっていうんです。
Paul said that the disunity that they were experiencing in the church was not just a disunity of different opinions, but was rather a spiritual problem.
肉、自分のカーナー、フレッシュとの肉と、そして神様の霊との戦いだっていうんです。
It was a problem between their flesh, their own desire, and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
個人的にもそうだし、教会全体もそれは霊の戦いだっていうんです。
It was a battle within individuals, as well as a battle within the church itself, and it was a spiritual battle.
私たちそれぞれみんな違った人間ですから、必ず意見の相違っていうのはあるんですね。
we're all different people, so of course we have different opinions about things, different thinking about things.
So, ここでパウロはそのスイッチは肉と霊の戦いによるということを言い始めている。
But Paul is saying that it's not just a difference of opinion, but it's rather a fight between the flesh, between human desire and the spirit of God.
いくら好きになっても愛し合っても必ずスイッチはあるんですね。
No matter how much you like someone, or no matter how much you love someone, there's always friction and disunity between any two people.
こう新聞の記事なんかで、私たちは結婚して何十年になりますか、喧嘩したことは一回もありませんって書いたら驚いたりしますね。
The other day I read in the newspaper that even though this couple had been married for so many years, they said that they had never had a disagreement.
そんなことあるのかと思うん
です。Is that even possible?
あると思われることいますか?
Do you think that's possible?
No. でも、夫婦一回も喧嘩したことないとか。
But it said that this couple had never had an argument.
多分ですね、男性の方がすぐはいって言って言うからですね。
Maybe the husband just always said yes.
多分、良い旦那さんだった
ら。Maybe he was really an amazing husband.
そうだね、私たちに、いや、だめだったんと思ったりすると、やっぱりね、発想がありますね。
If there's anyone who expresses their real opinion, then there's always going to be some friction.
ガラテの人たちは本当に神様を信じて変えられて自由になったんですけど、そこでやっぱり意見の不一致でこう、葛藤が生じたんですね。
Even though the Galatians started with the Holy Spirit and started with the gospel and freedom, this kind of disunity and this kind of friction entered into their body.
私の方が正しいと言い始めます。
Some peopleor saying, I'm the one who's right. I'm right.
そういうことありませんか?
Do you ever think like that?
With 私の方が正しい。絶対俺の方が正しい。
I'm the one who's right.
Yes. 私の方が悪いってまず思う人いますか?
Do you ever think I'm the one who's wrong?
思えないですよね。必ず私の方がね。いいって思いますよね。絶対意見が違うわけです。
Certainly we have different opinions.
でもこのガラタの教会の中でこうお互い励ますんじゃなくてこう足を引っ張り合うことが始まっていたんですね。
So this church in Galatia, instead of encouraging each other, it was more like they were, figuratively speaking, they were like holding each other down, holding each other's legs.
そしてですね、もうパウロはそんなことをやめてお互い愛し合いなさい、使い合いなさいって言うんですね。
But Paul said, stop that, and instead love each other, and instead serve each other.
喧嘩してる人に向かって喧嘩している相手にですね、お互い愛し合いなさい、使い合いなさいって言うんですね。
He says to the people that were fighting, love each other, serve each other.
なかなか聞いてもですね、ストンと私たち落ちませんよね。自分もそうだと思えないとか、皆さん思いますか?
If I hear that, it's hard for it to really go deep inside of me. How about for you?
そうだって思いますか?
Can you think, yeah, that's right. They should love each other and serve each other.
で、パウロは説明を続けます。
But Paul continues to explain.
これを例と、また、質問すると、例と肉の戦いですけど、それを肉の技と言います。肉の技は明らかです。それは会員、歪説、公職、偶像礼拝、毎日敵意、争い、そねみ、怒り、誤信、不和、仲間争い、妬み、泥酔、主演、その他この類のものです。以前言っておいたように、ここでも前もって言いますが、このようなことを行う者は神の国を受け継ぐことはできません。
Now the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife,Jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
パウロはいいんです。あなたたちの間のこの意見のブリッジは肉と霊の戦いで、あなたたちは肉のことを中心しているというんですね。
Paul said that the problems that you are having, the friction that you are experiencing, is a battle between the fleshly desire and the spirit. And
そう、あなたは、そう、霊に従っていないというんです。
And he said that you, it, what, the reason you were experiencing this is because you weren't obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit.
あなたたちは肉に従っているんです。
You're obeying your own fleshly desires.
でもですね、自分が正しいと思っているときに、それが肉に従って言われてもピンとこないんですね。
But if you really think what you're doing is right, and someone says to you, you're following your own fleshly desire,Does that word really come down to your heart and you think, oh yeah, sure, I'm following
これこそ神様の導きだ。これが神様の言ってることだと思ってるときにですね、それは肉的なことと言われたらピンとこない。
If you think that you're really following God, but someone says to you, you're following your own fleshly desire, then how do you feel?
でも、パウロはですね、あなたたちのしてるのは肉の技ですって言うんです。
But Paul says to them that what you are doing, your action, your behavior is motivated by your own fleshly desires.
全部ですね、15あります。
There are 15 of them.
でもその他、もろもろですから、いっぱいパウロはリストを上げようと思ったらできたんですけど、肉の技のリストが。
There's actually, these are just examples, even though there's so many, but these are really just examples of what it means to be led by the desires of your flesh.
これ難しい言葉ですね。
These are really difficult words, aren't they?
実際に、ギリシャ語から英語や日本語に翻訳するのも難しい言葉でもあります。
Actually, some of them are rather hard to translate from the Greek into Japanese.
これ日本語と英語をいくつも書いてあるのは、いくつかの聖書の翻訳でその言葉が違うんです。だからこうやって書きました。
I wrote it in this way because there are different ways to translate these words in Japanese and English, and there's some slight differences in the meaning.
そしてパウロはあなたたちの教えてることは肉の技ですって言って、その肉の技を一つ一つ、読み上げ書きますね。
And Paul says to them that your behavior is a result of your own fleshly desire, and he says these are examples of that.
聞いてる人たちはそう驚くんですけども。
And the people who were listening must have been really surprised.
実は多分1番から5番までのところはみんな納得したと思うんです。
Maybe from the first to number five, maybe some of them thought, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that.
で、自分たちはそういうことしてないと思ったんです。
Or maybe they thought, but I'm not doing anything like that.
神様を中心にして、会員も歪説も公職も偶像礼拝も魔術もしてないって多分思ってたと思うんですね。
Fornication or sexual immorality, impurity, licentiousness or debauchery, and idolatry. Sorcery and witchcraft.
多分5番目まで来てたら、いや、確かにそれは肉の技だし、でも自分はそんなことは関係ないと思ったかもしれません。
Perhaps when they heard these things, they thought, yeah, those are, must be the, things, behavior that is led by the desires of the flesh. But they probably thought, but we're not doing any of those things.
でもですね、7個目から来てですね、Number 7. This one, from actually 1 through 5. Okay, number 5, I'm sorry. Then number 5, それで、多分、まあ、ここだと、I'm sorry, maybe my writing this one. 5番目ぐらいまでは、みんな、あ、確かにそれは悪いことだと、肉の働きだと思ったかもしれません。
And certainly they would have thought, 1 through 5 would be really behavior that is motivated by the fleshly desire and evil desire.
でも、6番以降は、それは、人間的に普通のことで当たり前で許されることだと思ったと思うんですね。
But from number six, they might have thought these are just normal human experiences. senses, why are they so bad?
それが肉の働きって感覚はなかったと思う。
Maybe they never thought that this is a result of their own flesh, of their own fleshly desire.
でもパウロはその5番目までのよく分かるものと他のことを同列に並べているんです、ね、
But Paul is making the, all of these things the same. He's not saying that some are worse than others.
そうですね。で見てみると
Let's look at what the rest of the
text says. 敵意
Enmity or hatred
争い
Strife or discord
嫉み、憤り
Jealousy
怒り
Anger or fits of rage,
自己心、党派心
quarrels and selfish ambitions,
不和、分裂
dissensions,
仲間争い、分派
factions,
妬み
envy,
溺水、酩酊
drunkenness,
酒宴、誘惑
carousing or orgies,
これすら全てが肉の働きだというんですね。
And Paul is saying that all of these things are result ofFleshly desire.
こう人のことを敵だと思ったりとかですね。
And thinking that someone is your enemy, that
もう怒ったりとかですね。
Or to be angry with somebody.
こう羨ましいと思ったりですね。
To be jealous of someone.
なんかね、こう争うこと、喧嘩もそうだったんですね。
And any kind of fight that you have, or any kind of disagreement that you have.
普通にパーティーに行ってもう酔っ払っちゃうのも同じレベルだっていう。
Or going to a party and getting drunk. All of these things Paul is making the same.
パウロは他にもいっぱいあります。みんな肉の働きですって言って。
And Paul is saying there are many other things like this, and these things are the work of the flesh, the work of evil fleshly desires.
これを聞いたガラテン先生ちょっと驚くんですね。パウロが言う私たちの内面的なことを。
And Paul, the Galatians must have been surprised by Paul's words.
自分たちの心の中のその動きがそれが肉の技だっていうんです。
They were being told that the feelings that they had inside of them were the result of wrong fleshly desires.
2000年前はこの15個ですけど、今は他にどんなことがあると思いますか？これも肉の技と言ったらありますか？
2,000 years ago, this was the list that Paul made. But what would be our list today?
Facebook をやりすぎるとか、いや、出てきますか？何がありますかね、いっぱい。
Doing Facebook too much? Would something like that be on the list?
何でしょうかね。
What would be on the list of fleshly desires?
でも、そういった様々なことが、これは肉の輪だっていうんです。
But Paul is saying that there are many things like this that are motivated by fleshly desires.
でも、判断基準は本当に霊に従っているかどうかなんですね。
But,As he continues, he talks about being motivated by the Holy Spirit.
そう、自分の欲望 によって従っているのか、霊に従っているかで、それが判断される。
And he's telling them that they need to be able to discern whether they're being led by their own fleshly desires or whether they're being led by the Holy Spirit.、
ね、聖霊に満たされる生活ってどんな生活でしょうか
？What is a life?Of someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
聖書、新約聖書も読んでいくと、聖霊満たされるという言葉はいろんなところで出てきます。
There are many places in the Bible that talks about people who were filled by the Holy Spirit.
バプテスマのヨハネが生まれた時、お父さんやお母さんにも聖霊が満たされたという記事があります。
When John the Baptist was born, it says that his parents were filled by the Holy Spirit.
イエス様がヨハネが聖霊を受けた時。まあ、聖霊が下って満たされたって表現もあります。
When Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, it also says that he was filled. Jesus was filled. The Holy Spirit came down upon him and he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
イエス様の弟子たちがエルサレムで聖霊に満たされたって言っています。
After the resurrection and the disciples waited in Jerusalem, they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
聖霊に満たされてその前とその後、人たちの特に使徒たちの生活を見れば変わるんですね。
Especially if we look at the disciples, we can see that the life of the disciples before they were filled by the Holy Spirit and the life of the disciples after they were filled by the Holy Spirit was dramatically different.
パウロ言うんですね。あなたたちは今肉に従って霊に導かれなさい。
Paul says to the Galatians, don't be led by your own evil fleshly desires.Rather be led by the Holy Spirit.
愛してなさい、使い合いなさい。 ですね。
Love each other, love one another, and serve one another.
さもなければお互いが噛み殺し合ってお互い破滅しまうっていうんです。
If you don't start doing that, then you're going to actually destroy each other.
私たち自分自身を神様から引き離してしまうっていう。
And you will be pulled away from God by each other.
神様は本当に聖霊を通して私たちに日々誘惑に勝つ力を与えてくださいます。
We have victory in our lives because the Holy Spirit comes down and leads us.
2000年前もそうです。今私たちも霊と肉の戦いの中に立っていると思うんですね。
Today is the same as it was 2000 years ago. We are living in a spiritual battle.
戦ってるんですね。
It's a battle.
昨日もいろいろ僕も戦いがありました。本当にもう弱いと感じて、本当に昨日も祈りました。
Yesterday, I felt that kind of battle, and I was really praying.
妻にも祈ってもらったりした。
And I even asked my wife to pray for me.
で、パウロはこのように続けます。
Paul continues like this.
肉の働きはこうだけど、でも、これに対して、霊の結びは愛であり、喜び、平和、寛容、親切、善意、誠実、柔和、節制です。これらを禁じる掟はありません。
By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things.
全部で、ここでは9つありますね。
There are 9 things that Paul puts in this list.
でもひょっとしたら10個目や11個目までその他のこともあるのかもしれません。
But if we think about it, maybe there's a tenth one or an eleventh one.
で、ガラテの人たちが一番から僕を聞いていくとですね、彼らもふと思ったかもしれません。ちょっと今までとは教えとは違った感じを受けたかもしれません。
When the Galatians read this letter, they might have thought, yeah, maybe, but this might be a little bit different from the teaching that we have heard up until now.
ひょっとしたら良いことっていうのは、例えば、貧しい人に何かを差し上げるとか。
Until that time, they might have thought, if someone asked them, what's a good thing? They might have thought, oh, giving to the poor, that would be something good.
もしくは、神殿にもっと献金するとかですね。
Or perhaps giving more, financially to the temple.
でもここで、パウロはちょっと違うレベルのことを言うんです。
But here, Paul is taking it up another level.
これはその人が、無人島に一人で住んでたら関係のないことです。無人島、アイランドです。Not presentative. So if you are living alone, there's nothing to do with this.
So the things that Paul puts on the list is things that have nothing to do really with even if you're living alone,
でもこれは本当に共同体一緒に住んでる私たち人間にとって必要なことなんですね。
But it's also something that we need when we're living in a community with other people.
もう一回読んでみましょう。
これ
はねそんなに日本語も英語も訳はいっぱいないんですけど、はい、愛、
love、
喜び、
joy、
平和、平安、
peace、
寛容。
Patience or forbearance.
親切。
Kindness.
善意。
Generosity or goodness.
誠実。
Faithfulness.
柔和。
Gentleness.
節制。理性。
Self-control.
みんなどういうかありますか？ Do you have anything? みんなの
悩
みがありますか？
How about you like? Do you see these fruit in your life?
あったらいいですね。
If we have them, it would be good, wouldn't it?
今までですね、ちょっと私は思ったのは、神様はどうか私に愛をください、喜びください、平安をください、何かこう、神様にストンともらえるものかというように思っていました。
There was a time in my life that I really prayed for God to give me the fruit of the Spirit.
確かに神様は私たちに贈り物としてくださる面もあるんですけども。
But certainly there's one way of thinking that there's something that God gives to us, but...
でもですね、を振り返ってみるとあまりない自分にも気づくんですね。
But if I look at my own life, I don't see these things in my own life very much.
ね、またはですね、年を取ればこれが増えていくものでもないですね。
And you might think that as you get older, these things increase, but that's not the case
either.
There's an expression in Japanese that
桃と栗が3年で柿が8年ですね。
So the peach and the
栗
is chestnut are done.